Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 6. The Grace of God and the All-Inclusive Spirit. Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. But the one who firmly attaches us with you unto Christ and has anointed us is God. He who has also sealed us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Romans 10, 12 and 13. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 1 John 2:20 and 27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Ephesians 1:13, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise. Related reading. Paul's mentioning of the Spirit in 2 Corinthians is more experiential than in 1 Corinthians. He says that the Spirit is the anointing Spirit and the sealing Spirit. This Spirit is also in our hearts as a pledge, a foretaste. Since we have been attached by God to Christ, the Anointed One, we are spontaneously anointed with him by God. God has anointed him with the oil of exultant joy above his partners. The ointment with which Christ and we are anointed is God himself. The more we are anointed by God, the more of the element of God's divine nature we receive. God imparts all his divine ingredients and constituents into us by his anointing. In one sense, all of us who have been regenerated have been attached to Christ. But in our experience, how much we have been attached to Christ depends on the amount of anointing we have received. If we are living and doing things under the anointing, this anointing teaches us in everything. When we walk according to this anointing, we have the sense that at that time, we are attached to Christ. If you do not take care of the inner anointing when you go to the department store and you shop merely according to your likes and dislikes, at that time you are far away from Christ. Instead, you should say, O Lord, deliver me from the satanic system in this department store. If you say no, I say no. If you say yes, I say yes. When you walk in the spirit of prayer, you are behaving and acting according to the inner anointing. At that time, you are attached to the Anointed One. Today, God is doing a work to attach us to Christ, the Anointed One, by anointing us continually with himself. The anointing Spirit day by day anoints us with the ingredients and the constituents of God, the divine elements of God himself. Day by day, if we will simply walk and behave according to this anointing, God will be added into us, imparted into us, more and more. We need to go on from being anointed to being sealed. The Spirit is also the sealing Spirit. The sealing forms the divine elements into an impression to express God's image. I am encouraged when I see that God is being formed within many of you. When people contact you, they will have the sense that with you there is the image of God and something of God formed within you. I can illustrate this by the following story. Once in Shanghai, a certain sister came to visit us, and none of us had ever seen her. When we went to the pier to meet her, we were wondering how we would recognize her. As we were watching the persons in the boat, we realized who the sister was. There was a certain kind of image or impression with her, testifying that she must be a child of God. God has not only anointed us, but also sealed us. He has not only imparted his elements into us, but has also impressed us with his own image, with the form of the living spirit. This is the deeper experience of the indwelling spirit. It is not the outward manifestation of the spirit, but the inward impression and sealing of the spirit. In 2 Corinthians 1:22, Paul said that God has given the spirit in our hearts as a pledge. The pledge is the foretaste. The spirit is a foretaste, a guarantee, a sample of the full taste. He is sweet to our spiritual taste. God gives his spirit to us as a foretaste of what we will inherit of God, affording us a taste beforehand of the full inheritance.